John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to finish up the week. And after a rough day on the markets yesterday, we're trying to figure out what will happen today. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, my first piece of advice is if you're in a 401k, don't log in and look at your balance this morning, because yesterday diversification didn't help you. Stock market was down over 225 points, but bond prices got hammered too, so even if you were diversified, it didn't save you yesterday. This morning, Dow futures are pretty much flat. Who knows what will happen during the day. But let's start with some good news. There continues to be good news on the housing front. The housing sector continues to improve. The National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index, that's a mouthful, released, and that number is at an 8-year high, indicating optimism on the part of course, those who build new homes. This is the fourth consecutive month of gain. Anything above 50 indicates that more builders view the sales conditions as good rather than poor, and that number up substantially. However, seasonally adjusted basis, it's about 497,000. That's still far below a, quote, healthy number of about 700,000. We've got a number of industries here, of course, that benefit from the housing sector, Rheem and others, used to be Whirlpool, of course. They say that it's amazing what one house does for the economy, one new home, creates three new jobs per year and generates about $90,000 in tax revenue. We just got numbers from the government this morning. Housing starts up 5.9% month over month. Building permits up about 3%. So once again, good numbers there. Well, yesterday we talked about retail sales, and of course what happened yesterday was pretty much blamed on bad numbers from retailers. Of course, Walmart being the big one. Walmart, Macy's, Kohl's indicating yesterday that the consumer is really not spending money that they don't have to. Well, today we get a warning from Joseph A. Bank, and of course, if you ever watch CNBC or the other channels, you see their ads constantly. They've pre-warned about a bad second quarter. They say sales will be down about 11%, and they also indicate they're only going to make about 49 to 53 cents a share. The Wall Street was expecting 68 cents a share. Now, they haven't released yet, but they're telling us it's going to be bad before they do. Their stock is down about 5% before the market opens this morning. And Dell Computer releasing numbers, they were just horrible. Of course, they're involved in that bitter dispute. Michael Dell and Silver Lake Partners trying to take the company private. Carl Icahn yesterday filing an appeal in Delaware court to block that, say to put his lawsuit on fast track to block the privatization of Dell Computer. Well, they reported second quarter profit down 72%. And they continue to show that nobody's buying PCs as everybody switches to mobile devices. Now, this is kind of an interesting turn on the numbers that we had yesterday. Of course, Walmart's saying that their sales numbers were looking pretty bleak. Well, here's a shout-out to Apple. It's their fault. Actually, what Charles Holley, the CFO of Walmart, said yesterday, he said that part of the problem with sales is that because tech makers are not coming out with anything new. He said, quote, consumers will spend, but we have to give them a good reason to spend. After a long run of hits, there hasn't been a lot of innovation in electronics, and video game systems have been delayed. He says that's a problem for Walmart. He points out that entertainment sales account for about 11% of their sales, and he says when it's down, it affects us and everybody else. So, of course, now it's either weather or it's the 2% increase in payroll taxes. Now it's the fault of the tech makers who aren't coming out with enough gadgets for people to make to discard their perfectly good ones and pay inflated prices for the new ones they don't really need.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, John, these items that people use to entertain themselves. Seem like when times get harder, those things sell better. And then when they get a little better, they don't sell as well. So
crazy.
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.